Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today's wisdom moment comes from a Proverbs chapter 27, verse 5. Proverbs 27, verse 5. And this is powerful. Better is an open rebuke than hidden love. Proverbs 27, 5. Better is an open rebuke than hidden love. So many people wonder why so many people are satisfied with rough encounters, or, you know, you're saying, why is my kid acting that way? And why is, the thing is, like, if you can't get positive attention, you know, it's, people will go for negative attention. You know, if you won't pay attention to me under this area, then I will actually create something in my life that you have to pay. I want to know, am I on your mind? Are you thinking about me? And I, you know, to be honest with you, I really believe that so many fathers have lockjaw. And when it comes to expressing their love towards their families or towards their children, you know, and their children are craving love, and everybody wants to be loved, but of all the people that they need to feel love from, is they need to feel love and hear the words, I love you, from their fathers. They want to know, are you thinking about me? Or why don't you say these words? Well, I'm making money, and, you know, I'm providing you a house, and I'm providing for you a vehicle, and here's some more stuff. I understand that, and that's pretty cool. But the question I have for you is, do you love me? Do you love me? Of course, look how hard I work, but why don't you say the words? Why doesn't it come out of your mouth? You know, and you think about it, when they say better is an open rebuke, I mean, just say something, do something, throw something my way. And it's amazing what, and sometimes it's the hardest thing to do, because the ones that need love, need to hear that the most, are causing the most difficulty in your life. And the last thing that's going to come out of your mouth at a time like that is, I love you. But sometimes that's what they need to hear. They need to hear that. And you're caught up in, you're saying, you know, why would you want to have these open rebukes? Why would you want to do this? And the thing is, they need to hear these words. And you need to settle in your heart, Dad. You need to settle in your heart, fathers, that no matter what you're feeling, that at any moment, in any time, even in brokenness, and they think that fathers don't feel, they think that men don't have the same, they're not, you know, everybody's the same. And even when you're shredded, and even when you've been disrespected, and you've been dishonored, and these different things happen, realize you're the only father that your children have. And where would they hear it from? They need to hear this hidden love. Of course I love you. Well, I understand that, but why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me that you love me? And it's difficult, you know, as, you know, men are pretty logical, and thinking, right now I don't think you need to hear it, because, you know, what you're doing right now is pretty bad. And believe it or not, you know, if you express your love, despite, you still can discipline, you still can say what's right. At the same time, you can say, I love you. I think about the rich young ruler. The rich young ruler was coming to God, Emmanuel, Jesus, and he showed up, and he was bragging on his righteous works. And Jesus said, well, and let, one more thing you're going to need to do is take everything that you have, and it was unique for him, because God nailed it, what was in his heart, and give it to the poor and follow me. And the rich young ruler thought, you know, he had many things, and so he just walked away from Jesus. But you know what he said? You know what the Word of God says? He says, but Jesus loved him. You're not wrong in telling somebody who is being wrong and doing wrong, I love you. It's the most powerful thing you can do. Once you've done everything you can do, for your children, for example, you've trained them up, you taught them the ways of God, you lived your life before them the best that you could, you know, you repented for any mistakes that you made. And at that point, you just got to let the word be effective in their life. You got to just say, I love you in the midst of that. Water their life. Water the word that's sowed in their heart with love. And realize, just like God's word says in the wisdom for today, Proverbs 27:5, better is an open rebuke than hidden love.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.